Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Day 9. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. Today, we continue on with that message of the Angel of Portugal and focus in on one little part of that message.
Make of everything you can a sacrifice and offer it to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended and in supplication for the conversion of sinners.
So the call for day 9 is...
sacrifice.
Sacrifice. Now, how does sacrificing play into the spiritual life? I do parish missions full time. Right now, we're doing this during COVID, so I'm not traveling at all. But one time when I was speaking a mile a minute, and sometimes my words get ahead of my brain, and I'm speaking to this crowd, and I just blurted out, "What do you get when you unite suffering to the cross?" And I thought, why did I just say that? I don't know. What do you get when you unite suffering to the cross? And all of a sudden, the word grace popped into my mind. Mm-hmm. And that's an important truth. When we unite our sufferings to the cross of Jesus Christ, we participate in his redemptive suffering, and we win grace for the world. So with that understanding, a basic understanding of redemptive suffering, what's it up to you, Janelle?
There's been a whole bunch of things in this chapter that really stood out to me. One of them is always being ready to make whatever opportunity presents itself a sacrifice. Also, you know, being willing to die rather than commit grave sin.
She said that?
She said that.
I missed that.
Ooh, it was a good one. We must be prepared to die rather than commit a grave sin, which might cause us to lose eternal life.
Wow.
You know, also renouncing anything that might cause us to sin because it can steal our salvation. For example, she talks about this, gluttony. I really, really struggle with sweets. I really struggle with food. I love food. And I can see how it does lead me down a path where it's not glorifying God. And in some ways, we might need to cut out some of that. And I think that's where fasting helps us to strengthen ourselves to say no to those temptations.
And she talks about also offering little sacrifices throughout the day that just pop up. How do you know what to offer up? I think about the scripture passage. Jesus says, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross daily and follow me. How do you recognize then those daily crosses? This is one thing that I do. I look upon what I complain about. And in my complaint is my cross. That is what the Lord would desire of me, to stop complaining about and just pick it up, embrace it, and offer it to him. And when I look at my life this way, I realize there's lots of opportunities for me because I have a tendency to complain.
I think you make yourself seem worse than you actually are.
Well, maybe it's inside.
Yeah, I think it's inside. He's silent most of the time.
I'm a silent complainer. But maybe you're too. I don't want to be a silent complainer. I want to be able to offer everything that is before me to God for his glory, but for also reparation for sin. The crosses sometimes aren't very big. They're just little, little ones.
That's right.
But those little, little ones are sometimes the most difficult to pick up because they're so easy to brush aside.
Sister Lucia says, obligatory penances are, for example, the fast and abstinence imposed by the church. But we can and we must go beyond this limit, which is in fact very little as compared with the need we all have to do penance for our own sins and for those of others.
There's a tendency for us to seek the road of least resistance and to do the minimum amount in the spiritual life. We just kind of gravitate towards that. But is that right? Like in a marriage, we shouldn't have this attitude, how little can I love you before I lose you? But often we do that with the Lord. What can we get away with before I lose God? So Sister Lucia is saying these sacrifices she's talking about are not simply the fast that we typically have from the church. She's saying, no, let's go beyond that. And so she gives many wonderful examples of things that we can do, right?
Yes, very much so. And she says, like, we need to practice the virtue of temperance because that is required in order to mortify our appetites. So she does break it down into like a bunch of different groups where we can practice sacrifice. So praying. Oh, I love this. I felt like I was going to read this section to our children, but it's good for me too. Praying with attention, praying with respect, remembering that I'm speaking to the Lord when we're praying the rosary, not allowing myself to get distracted, praying with confidence. Mm. All of those things are little acts of discipline, little acts of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Another one that I thought was almost amusing in some ways, because this really fits me to a T, is not complaining about being cold or being hot. I'm always cold. I'm always, like, I even just recently said, I think I'm going to order another space heater. And then she also even goes into exaggerated vanity. You know, dressing ourselves simply. Mm. You know, I was in a store today and I was thinking about that. I saw all of these like embellishments on clothing, this very beautiful stuff to dazzle ourselves. But, you know, I really think that there is something remarkably beautiful about simplicity, because it doesn't draw attention to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We want to be that humble servant that goes unnoticed. Mm. To endure uncomplainingly whatever little annoyances we may encounter on our path. This is my life at home with our children. She says sometimes it might be a disagreeable, irritating, or unpleasant word. At others, it may be an ironic smile. I feel like sometimes I kind of speak sarcastically to our children, or I look at them like, you know, without respect, without kindness, a look of disdain or of contradiction. But it's necessary to endure all these little annoyances that might be going on around me, and to pass by them as if I was blind, deaf, or dumb. So like to pretend they're not even kind of happening.
I know, and I missed that part.
I feel like this is gold.
But what is the purpose of all this? For the reparation of our own sin and for the sin of the world. Mm-hmm. It's not just simply to make our life difficult. No, we'd want to do it out of love. Yes. For our Lord, mm-hmm. to work out our salvation, to mm-hmm. show Jesus we love him. We unite our suffering to Jesus and win grace for ourselves, for the world. All right, so let's relate this all now back to Our Lady. How can we turn our little sufferings in life into sacrifices? Because simply because we suffer doesn't mean it turns into a sacrifice. The way it turns from a suffering into a sacrifice is an act of the will to give to Jesus. St. Alphonsus Liguori said that Mary suffered more than all the other martyrs for two reasons. Number one, her suffering was longer, and number two, her suffering was greater. The reason why he says her suffering was longer is because she understood the Old Testament prophecies about her son and knew that he was a suffering servant and that he was going to suffer greatly and die. Because she was full of grace. She was full of the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that inspired those prophecies dwelled within her to perfection. Mm-hmm. Alphonsus Liguori then says, number two, the reason why she also suffered more than all the other martyrs is because she suffered greater. And how greater? He makes the point that at Calvary, there was two altars. One, where Jesus offered him his body and died. And the second altar was where Mary placed her soul, and she suffered in compassion. And when Jesus appeared to St. Catherine of Siena, he revealed to her that there is no comparison between the suffering of the body and the suffering of the soul. And if you remember the first sorrow of Mary, that her soul would be pierced, Mary suffered greatly, than more than all the other martyrs, because her soul suffered when she saw the one she loved suffer. And so let us unite ourselves to Mary so that our suffering could be turned into a sacrifice to win great grace for the world. Mm-hmm. So let's pray the rosary, my friends. And Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima Consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to fatimaconsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.